Well, at the beginning of this week, I had a communication from one of my publishers telling me that the very first book I ever co-authored, Principles of NLP, is virtually ready in its second edition to be launched onto a new world, indeed, in a new millennium even. And it was very striking for me because it's as if, you know, what was the beginning is still incredibly relevant. They were very excited about getting the rights to be able to publish it again. And so the principles that are at the heart of NLP remain the very same principles from when I first started writing. But of course, the difference now is that we have the potential of demonstrating from the neuroscience just why those principles really matter and what it is that makes them so incredibly effective when you have how-to techniques and the technology that goes with those ideas. You know, really simple things like, here's a classic one. The meaning of the communication is the response it elicits. Now, what does that even mean? Most people think that the meaning of what they say is what they've decided it means. Well, yes, except that if you really want to know what you think you've said, you want to find out what other people think it is you've just said. Because whatever they think it is you've just said is actually what the meaning is, as far as they're concerned. So you have this really curious paradox, which is, the true meaning of what a communication is what the receivers of that communication make of it. This has got unbelievable implications. I can remember some years ago being involved in very earnest discussions with civil defense authorities about emergency communications and how very frequently people just didn't seem to get it when a communication was issued in a test for instance, fire, earthquake, what have you. And this was in context of Italian civil defense. And people just, you know, didn't pay attention. And the curious thing was that the authorities in question decided, well, that just meant that, you know, they weren't paying attention. As opposed to saying, no, the meaning of our communication is a response it elicits. If it doesn't produce the kind of response we want, namely, leave now to stay alive, then we need to change the way we're communicating. Now, that's true at a general level for a large population. It's obviously potentially a life and death matter, but it's equally true in our own lives. It's true in businesses where we want to change what we say so that other people can get it, so we say it in a way that makes sense to them. What we now have is an understanding at the level of neuroscience about why does this matter? What's going on in the brain? And so for me, there's enormous excitement about the fact that we've got this technology, we've tested it over many years, and now we can actually demonstrate increasingly why it works and have a cognitive understanding of what's going on in the brain. Which, of course, is why I get excited about the prospect of the next practitioner. You know, it's starting in, oh gosh, a couple of days, and this new program that we've created whereby people both learn the tools and techniques of NLP, but then have the neuroscience input, which gives them an understanding of what's going on in the brain and allows them to speak with authority, I think, about their new learning. This has proven to be a very, very successful synergy, and the new synthesis is incredibly stimulating, certainly for both myself and my colleague, Professor Patricia Riddle, with whom I co-train this material. So we have, in a sense, what has been developed over many years, and which is, you know, there in that very first book I wrote, Principles of NLP, has now been revised, developed further, new generation of techniques and tools have been added to it, and now we have the neuroscience to make sense of it in a way we really couldn't when we began. So for me, it's just a fabulous opportunity to build on our learning and see this coming together across the disciplines, really, promoting a new understanding of practical tools that we can use in our daily lives that change what we can do professionally and enhance our lives personally. I can't wait, and I know Trish is looking forward to it as well. So, till the next time.